years ago, there was a discussion amongst many mechanchim that I happened to be part of, that we're never showing our children sichas of the Rebbe, and it's sichas that the Rebbe spoke to the children. At most, in the Tzivus Hashem rally, we're putting in a one-minute clip, and chas v'shalom, the kids should have to sit through a one-minute clip because we believe they're not capable of it. So even that one-minute clip of the sicha of the Rebbe has some sand art while the Rebbe is speaking, and some visuals. And why aren't we training our Talmidim to watch sichas of the Rebbe and understand them, especially sichas that the Rebbe spoke to them? And there was all kinds of ideas being floated. And then it was about 5.5 years ago that I got a phone call from Rabbi Shimi Weinbaum, who's present here with us. And Rabbi Weinbaum told me, listen, we had all these meetings, so somewhere in Tzivus Hashem headquarters, maybe at the Kinnas HaMechanchim, different ideas. I have the answer for you. There's this bachar I got to know, and he says he knows how to do it. He said that he was a head counselor in camp, and he did it. So he's willing to get this done. He'll run a pilot program at Ali Tyra and some of the other local maestas in Crown Heights. And here's the number to who was then the bachar Levi Plotkin. And Levi Plotkin reached out. Levi Plotkin reached out, or I called him, whatever it was, and that was the first connection point program, the pilot program that was ran that year only in the local maestas, and we're very honored that we were one of those maestas. And at that Kinnas HaMechanchim 5 years ago, I stood here in front of whoever was here then, and I introduced Rabbi Levi Plotkin and this new idea of connection point, and the rest is history, and no further introduction is necessary. Rabbi Levi Plotkin.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Lustig. Thank you, Rabbi Kaplan. Thank you, the Vod. I'm aside there. The Rebbe was the ultimate mechanech, the ultimate educator. The Rebbe constantly educated everyone and anyone that he met with. By Farbrengen, educated Chassidim, the Bachrim, Nigla, Chassidus, topics that were going on, politics that were going on at that time. It was a lady by dollars. It was a Shliach or Shlucha and Yechidus, constantly educating and educating to slowly let people see a Mashiach reality and the goal of Derech Shvi. And that was what the Rebbe was doing from day one, education, Chinuch. Chinuch, creating educators, that they should create educators constantly. In Tavshin Mem Aleph Shnas Hakel, the Rebbe took that to the next level. In general, the Rebbe's way of speaking to Chassidim was each crowd got their message that they needed to hear. The woman had Kinnas Dei B'nei Chabad. The Tzahal, when they came, the Rebbe spoke to them. Chassidim, the Rebbe spoke to them one way. Bachrim, the Rebbe spoke to them another way. In Yechidus, it was a politician, the Rebbe spoke to them that way. Not just was the Rebbe educating to create educators, but he spoke to them in their language that they needed to hear at that time, in their situation at that moment. Shnas Hakel Tash Mamalef, the Rebbe takes that to the next level. In general, throughout Jewish history, every Manig Yisrael dealt with education as well. But when it came to Jewish children, always had someone to do the job for him. Had Talmidim, told them what to say, they went, was a Mesidus Nefesh, whatever it was, to give them the message. Shnas Hakel Tash Mamalef, it all changed. The Rebbe decided to become the mechanech, the teacher of the kids directly. And 5 times a year, sometimes more, consistently, the Rebbe spoke to kids directly and gave them messages and orders that they needed to hear for their personal life. Not for when they get older, but at that moment, they needed to hear because that was important at that time. Connection point, what we do is, is to keep those sichas and those rallies, to make them personable and be'ikar direct to the kids with the Rebbe without anyone in between. Keeping those rallies, making them that when a kid sees the rally, it's not like, oh, it happened on Mall, and now I'm overhearing it. When they watch the sicha, it's for them to, at that moment, feel there's no screen. It's just the Rebbe telling them how to be a chassid, how to be a chayil in Hashem's army, what to do and how to do it in every situation. Now, the past few years, Baruch Hashem, I've been here, and I said what we do, etc., etc. I feel like at this time, the best thing to do is for everyone to hear from people that do it, not from me, but hear it from the people on the ground. So without further ado, I'm going to call up Rabbi Turk, a principal, just to share a few. We're going to hear from a principal, a base commander, representative that does connection point, and a teacher, so you hear from all angles, and you really get a good picture, not from me in a cubicle making material, but from the people on the ground.
Not really up to speaking right now, but when the opportunity came up to share my thoughts on connection points, this is not something I'm prepared to be quiet about. First of all, thank you, Rabbi Plotkin, for all that you do. I was one of those lucky schools that got to participate 5 years ago already, and from there it's history. I've always wondered, watching videos of the Rebbe, especially the rallies, how does the Rebbe have that energy to keep on speaking over and over to the children when looking around 770, there is not a single child, from my view on the video screen, not a single child listening, certainly not, I mean, on occasional videos you'll see some kids taking notes, but very rarely. How do you speak to a crowd when there's nobody paying attention, nobody listening? I am convinced, without a doubt, that the Rebbe was speaking to the children today. Now, it's not just a nice program. It's not just, I'm speaking about connection point, not just a nice program. It's not an additional thing for the children. The way I've seen it over the last 5 years is that our children grow up with Rebbe all around them. Everyone has a picture of the Rebbe in the room, in their home. They have videos of the Rebbe. The Rebbe is the center of their life. Yet, there is no relationship. The children are missing that connection. And this is the opportunity where a kid is able to look at a video of the Rebbe, not just as an abstract thing, I'm watching a video of the Rebbe, but to actually be able to relate and connect with the Rebbe in a very real way. So this doesn't, it's not only an additional program within the school, it's a way for a kid to actually relate and connect with the Rebbe. We've had many stories, I don't have too much time, we've had many stories over the years, including a kid not from a very frum or certainly not a Chabad background, who walked into a connection point, and after seeing the Rebbe talk about Mitzvah Hanukkah, this kid insisted on packing all the menorahs for Hanukkah Mevsaim. He didn't see himself as somebody who can be out there on the street doing Mevsaim. He wanted to have a part. But, you know, so he asked if he can be the one to pack all the menorahs, and he sat there day and evenings packing all those menorahs. He wanted to have a part in the Mevsaim. I said enough. Thank you very much, Levi. I'll just share with you. I haven't done this past year, but for 4 years, we actually did a survey at Ocean Parkway of what was the highlight of your year in yeshiva, and kids would share all different highlights from throughout the year. Number one on the list, by far. And you'd think a trip, a siyum, an event. Number one on the list from the fourth through eighth graders, by far, was the connection with the Rebbe that they gained at Connection Point.
Heidingsfeld here? Ray Heidingsfeld? The reason why these stories happen is not because... We won't touch the mic. The reason why such stories happen is because there are people on the ground called Connection Point Representatives, base commanders from Tzivos Hashem that take the achrayos to make it happen. We're going to call Rabbi Palter a teacher. That's on the grounds. Please, Rabbi Palter. Thank you. A melamed, 100%, Rabbi Kaplan. A melamed in Olteira. Al Taras HaKedesh. Please, Rabbi Palter.
Good evening, everybody. So I recall a few years ago on Chabad.org, they come out with courses every once in a while. And one of the courses was given by Rabbi Tzvi Freeman, in which he basically described the art of teaching Chassidus in a way that's relevant, in a way that you can reach a diverse crowd while maintaining the raw truth and the essence of Torah Sachsidus, while maintaining the mar of the Torah. And that's a skill, because there are so many, the message of the Rebbe, the message of Chassidus, and the message of Torah has taken on so many shapes and forms in today's day and age, considering technology and all other chachmas and tachpulis to reach the crowd, to reach the masses. And many of them are taka reaching very far. But what's truly unique about Connection Point and what I've witnessed in the last 5 years, Bli Ayin Hara and Ol Torah, is that here you have the raw, the essence. Here you have the Rebbe directly speaking to the children without any flashing lights, without any entertaining, you know, like Rabbi Lustig said, sand art or anything else, which are all good and they all talk to a certain crowd. But here the boys are able to access and connect with the Rebbe, connect with Emes, the Emes of Torah and the Emes of Chassidus in the most authentic way possible. And it's amazing to see, I'm there in the shul when you have 150, 180 students gathered together in the shul, all eyes are fixed on the words of the Rebbe for 7, 8, 10 minutes sometimes, and they're literally focused. As focused as they are in a video game or whatever else, lahavdil. So it's a tremendous chus, and it's for the young, I myself as parents, for the young parents, it's something to look forward to, that our children who don't necessarily, you know, and in many other homes, don't necessarily, you know, have that, you know, that direct connection with the Rebbe. Hopefully in many homes there is such a thing, but certainly in many homes, they lack that, and they come to yeshiva and they're able to really experience the words of the Rebbe and apply it to themselves and to their lives. A gros nias shekoyach Levi, and once I'm at the podium, I'd like to extend on behalf of myself and all the teachers a huge yas shekoyach to Rabbi Kaplan and the entire Merkez Chinuch office for this extremely bakavadika occasion getting together. And it should be, we should be mechazik each other. Hatzlacha Rabba.
Okay, last but not least, hands off, my base commander, Connect for representative from the beginning, Rabbi Heidingsfeld. And then we'll just say the plan for the year.
Just want to bring out another point of connection point, which originally started from 5th to 8th grade. And then they added something called Connection Point Junior, which the idea is that kids growing up in Crown Heights around the Rebbe, so the older people would understand what the Rebbe said and know the Sichas. What about the kids? What did they know? So from my friends I know that the kids knew exactly where the Rebbe would be when, and they'd be hanging out and they'd be knowing that whole our room of 770. So what they've done is they've created a series which is called for the junior, for the kids second to fourth grade, where they go through the different parts of the 770 showing what happened here. This year they did, for example, they started from outside. You see the Rebbe giving coins for tzedakah. Going through the Zal upstairs, a little bit downstairs just to show the dedication of the team. There's one day when you can film in 770. Erev Pesach, when 770 is all closed up for the cleaning, and we get a picture. Levi Plotkin, Shimi Weinbaum are there, videoing, preparing for the next point. So this really gives the children the knowledge and the feeling with the Arum, which what's going on, which is age appropriate for them. And for the teachers, it's really special because you're talking about all these things that we have older teachers, I mean not so old, but teachers that were there, and then they come up and share with the children their experience when they were waiting for the bracha, Erev Yom Kippur, and things like that. And especially when you have a lot of children now that are Einoklach and namesakes of the chassidim that are featured over there. You have a Yisrael Shimon who, when you're doing kaparis, is that's my Zayda, and then this one and the other one, bringing them their feeling connection. And on a practical note, there are things that we learn from it. For example, after watching these connection points, I made sure that when we gather together, we should all give tzedakah. Like the Rebbe, every time the Rebbe saw the children, had the coins, giving to tzedakah. So that's this great thing. Again, Yashar Koyach, everybody.
Okay, now, the plans for the year. So Bez Hashem registration for Connection Point is going to be open by early next week. I think about it is enough said. You heard it from the people on the grounds themselves. The editorial team in GEM that's working hard to make this happen, we're getting out four rounds this year of rallies for Classic, which is for 5th to 8th grade, going through rallies of the Rebbe. 2nd to 4th grade is a junior program, like Rabbi Heidingsfeld said. Programs experiencing moments of the Rebbe. This past year we went through 770. This year something else special is going to happen as well. Not that it's negay here, but if anyone's involved in a girls' high school, we have a girls' high school program where they watch Sichas Rebbe said to women or about women by special forbringings, where the Rebbe would focus on women by certain Sichas, and then also a seminary program. So all that's going to be announced early next week. Thank you very much, Rabbi Kaplan. Thank you very much here. And I'm looking forward to any school that was involved in Connection Point to keep on growing. And any new schools, I'm here, ready to talk business. And Zayd Vuikar, that we should be Zeicha, that this year, Hakel should be the Gashmis with the Rebbe, with the Melech, and it should be that your students should be there knowing exactly what to do, where to be. Mashiach is coming to me, what do we do? And your students are going to know exactly what to do, pen, paper, ready to rock and roll. Thank you.
I just first want to say I feel a little intimidated and very honored to be in your presence. I myself am not a boots on the ground mechanech or melamed. I was for several years, and I really feel like kol hakavod, because from someone who shared the trenches once, respect. So shkayach. You guys, yes, melamdim mechanchem, shkayach. We're in a time in history right now that is so cutting edge on so many fronts. There are updates in everything. We're talking about Torah right now. We're talking about the Rebbe, as we heard from Rabbi Plotkin just before. There are updates in how we teach the Rebbe. Every day, there's an update in technology. There's a new idea in chinuch. There's a new idea in education. And for us living where and when we are, it's a beautiful responsibility to blend it all. Altar Sakaidesh, the idea of Messiah, as I understand it, is to pass down the same one truth we were always told. There's one Torah, and that never changes. The times a little bit change, and what a leader or a teacher of any day does is to take the ancient wisdom, the one truth that we've always had from Torah, from Har Sinai, and to make it relevant in current terms. We were given a Torah once upon a time on Har Sinai, and we started with five books. If anybody walks into any Jewish library today, it's extended quite far from there. We've gone Smicha, the line unchained, a chain of unbroken chained rabbis leaning on each other, passing down the truths through the sages of old, till Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi compiles the Mishnah, which at its day was a break in tradition. At the time, it was a spoken word, but he knew that if it doesn't get compiled, there was a dangerous time with the Romans, and it has to be written. So we went from five books to six. 11, yes. Good. For all the mechanchem in the room, that is 11, yes. So it is a change. It was a big change that had to be done. Otherwise, things would have been forgotten. And then it started getting really extensive. There's been all these Rashi and Rishonim and Achronim, and then it got so much that we needed the Rambam to come and make a seder. What do we actually do? We now have books and libraries and books and books. What do we do? And even that, the Rambam thought he was writing the book to end all books. As he wrote, he was like, this is the last book you'll ever need. And the amount of Mefarshim on the Rambam is just a good piece of irony. So it then went even further into more day-to-day living, because life changed. What does a community look like? Once upon a time, we were a temple-going people. That's what community looked like. We brought sacrifices. We went to watch the Kohen Gadol do his thing, and therefore, we were Yidden. But as that changes through history, what does it mean to be a Yid in a community at a time? Comes the Shulchan Aruch, till we come to the rabbis of today, in all shapes and sizes and colors, and they're here carrying the same message of always, but making it relevant to the day. And it's gotten so big, we get together at kinnusim like this. I'm not trying to intimidate the organizers. That's, you know, the Sima Shas. We're not, it's gotten really, really big. So Torah has gone through this evolution of growth and expansion to become, and it's the same one truth. All could be founded in Hashem's two first statements of Anoichi and Layiyah. It's all right there. These are the single core truths we're dealing with. But it expands because life has gotten so much bigger, and just the amount of people on the planet and how to deal with all that. And there was also a separate line of Torah, a whole nister going on from the beginning in Gan Eden. Avram Avinu was learning, the Nevi'im, all the Kohanim Gedolim. The secrets of Kabbalah, it's its own separate kind of trajectory throughout history. The Arizal, you have the Baal Shem Tev, and then we come to our traditions in Chabad, starting from the Alter Rebbe to the Rebbe. And these are the Rebbe is discussing, again, that one truth, but nuanced to your life. And like Rabbi Plotkin said a minute ago, every person got their own customized message from the Rebbe. Because life is that complex, the world is that complex, and the Torah adapts the single same truth to become relevant to the day. Now with education, that has also changed over time. It used to be even the chiyuv of education is on the father. A father-son relationship, that's what education was. And over time, people got busy. They had to go to work the fields, whatever it was. So they had a malamed. They pay a malamed. You know, one-to-one, one-to-three. You have a sitting with 25 kids in your class saying, how do we do? Yeah, so things have changed a little bit. Over time, it got bigger. We know even in the Talmudic era, we have Surah, Pumbedisa, Narda. The Gaonim had these whole systems of benches. If you're in the back of the bench, and over time you get smarter, you move to the front benches. The Eloi sits in front, then he becomes the Gaon. Yeshivas begin, but it's still a sort of loose situation. In Europe, in the legend, they begin what we know today as sort of like the official sort of yeshiva system. And it expands till nowadays you have just thousands of Talmidim, around the millions maybe. I don't know the numbers. You can maybe ask the mechanchim who are in touch, but there's millions of students going through a system. There's Siddurim, there's the official eight mesechtas we learn, the women as well, starting with Sar Shner, Evitzin Sar Shner, and getting the girls involved in chinuch, and we now have an organization in education. So we've seen the Torah expand over time, we've seen education expand over time. Now we want to talk about the technology of education. At the beginning, the only way to get a message across was to speak. One man could yell as loud as he can, maybe address 1,000 people at once. But if you lived in a different town, you had to hear it secondhand, maybe it lost some of its depth, you have to come travel, you have to sit in the back of a shul. Over time, they got scrolls, parchments, but this was also a rare commodity. You would have 10 scrolls of one idea going around. So now 10 cities have you still, and if it crumbles, it's gone. Over time, in the 1400s, the printing press, it expands how we can teach, how we can learn. It used to be you needed a person in front of you to teach. Now, with a book, everybody at their own pace, with their own understanding, and the spread of books brings knowledge to the masses, and we get other tools, but based on the same kind of stuff, whiteboards, graphs, it's all the written word. Till we come to a new age where we're able to spread messages even further. And the Rebbe, we know, used to take these new technologies and adopt them because he saw the power. Like we know by the Beis HaMikdash, it says that gold was only invented so that it could glorify the Beis HaMikdash. These radios, these technologies, the Rebbe sees it as the tool of Torah. This is what it was invented for. Till we come to the internet age, which is something on a whole other level. By a simple click of a finger, you could go across the world, information flashing. Right now, I don't know if this is live, but like theoretically, you know, there could be millions of people at any one touch of a button. The way to spread information, and then they have tools on education itself. This is from brilliant.com. Scientists figuring out how to get information bidiyuk into a kid's mind so that way they will understand it and remember it. You could record classes, you could record shiurim, and even the tools to make this stuff. This is Adobe, and it's just everybody with a computer is able to now get into a space where you could take big ideas, you have a laptop, and you could bring it to the masses. So we went through a history of Torah from Har Sinai all the way down to the Tanya and further. Education, as it started as a father-son relationship and expanded into what we have today. Technology going from the oral word to the multimedia word. Which brings us to what we're working on today. Many of you may have passed us out there. We are working on TVR, Torah VR. Yeah. Yeah. Taking all these massive developments, we are on the shoulders of giants in a Torah sense, in a technological sense, in an educational sense. And we've come to an amazing point in history where we are able to show, we could bring the Torah to life. And there's a quick little cute video that we wanted to show you of Avram Fried is doing it, and it's just, we get excited when he does things. We'll be right back.
Remo.
Yeah?
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I'm waiting for the Chedom Torah VR experience.
But this is something completely different. Come.
Sounds interesting. Let's go. Where are we going, Shimi?
Sachar, Volan. Oh my goodness, this is Lechem Aponim. Oh boy. Oh, the Menoide. Aharoi Nakoyein.
How did a coin rekindle the central flame if it went out? From any of the menorah's flames, you have to start a new flame from a flintstone. And the flames from the mizbeach. That's a tough one. When I took off the goggles and I came back to the room, I said, oh my gosh, I was like in a whole other world now. The height of the pareches and the curtains and the walls, it's just unbelievable. Now, what I'm saying might sound, you know, exaggerating, but if you saw what I saw, you'll agree, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Back in the day, there wasn't much to see, so we had to hear. Today, the kids want to see. The children want to see. Show me, show me. So, they have videos, and they have this, and they have that. But this is a whole new level that will capture the imagination of the children like nothing ever before. Nothing comes close to this. Nothing can compare to this. And it's about Beis HaMikdash, Halachas, Mitzvahs. You get to see the mitzvah. Unbelievable. How to do the mitzvah, what it looked like, the size, the measurement, the color, the specifications. It's absolutely unbelievable. I wish I could show it to my grandchildren.
When I put those goggles on my head, and I was in the Beis HaMikdash, I looked at that menorah in a way I've never seen it before. It was proportionate to the size of the Beis HaMikdash, the height of the Kohen. All of a sudden, lighting the menorah became real. This is a completely different world. It's something that you have to experience it to actually... I can't tell you about this. That's going back to the old-fashioned classroom. You have to be there, not only see it, experience it, lighting the menorah, and then you can get it. I can't do justice to it.
Baruch Hashem, we have a partner like Tzedek Hashem that's going to allow us to keep doing more and more work, to create more and more curriculums, more and more content that will reach children of every walk of life and change the way they interact with and experience Torah, the way they experience their heritage, the way they experience and understand what the future is going to look like when Mashiach comes. There's nothing like it.
The Rebbe's vision was always very forward-thinking. We know the Rebbe wanted to put Chassidus on the radio already in the 60s, and in the 80s the Rebbe was doing Hanukkah Live and essentially brought what we call Zoom to life. So we see technology as an enhancement, a way to spread Yiddishkeit. And working with Chidon has given us special access to use the Yahadus curriculum to bring all the 613 mitzvahs. We're going to have the entire Torah available within the next couple years, but already starting next school year, this will be available for everybody. Meretz Hashem.
Future is the Beis HaMikdash, really. This is the next step. So when we get to the Beis HaMikdash, we'll know exactly where to go, and where the Menorah is, and where the Lachem Aponim. And not to have to ask directions by the information desk. Slicha, where's the Menorah? Where's the candles? You know exactly where to go and what to do. The only thing is, these kids have to know that some places are off limits to them. If they're not Kehanim, they're not enter, can't go in.